This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And you know what we need? I know what we need.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
All right, back to the questions. We have a jam-packed hour. This one says, Dear ADD Squirrel. That's not very nice. Is there any way the low T GOP... Oh, you know what? Actually, that reminds me about something. Everyone knows about my war on the word literally. And also, everyone knows, every one of you knows, what a nice, kind person I am. Which, I don't understand why this is happening now. But this is happening now. Do you want to hear the latest reviews? The latest reviews on on Apple iTunes? Because the podcast is available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. You don't want to hear what you're doing? This is what you're doing. Not very nice. The first one is titled, Literally the Best. Jesse is the best podcast host in the business. Literally. He is also literally the best looking podcast host around. The next one's titled, Literally the Best Show Ever. I literally love this show so much. The next one, best podcast, literally. The next one, literally my favorite show. That is so not nice. To take something that's a pet peeve of a man and use it to just grind him into the ground. Not nice at all. Not appreciated. Dear ADD Squirrel, is there any way that the low-T GOP would expose the Biden crime family for how they launder the tax dollars funneled into foreign countries? The answer to that question is complicated. His name's Kevin. But the answer to that question is complicated, and this is why. The first reason it's complicated is this. The FBI, the DOJ, IRS, these are organizations completely controlled by the communists now. They are the ones in possession of the physical evidence that is damning for Joe Biden and Biden's family. Remember, the FBI, allegedly, from what we understand, according to a whistleblower, has a document. They have a piece of paper, an official piece of paper. That it's not some third-hand account. It is a detailed description of Joe Biden's bribery scheme. Like, it's bad. Apparently, from what I understand, it's really, really bad. But they won't give it up. Congress said, hey, here's a subpoena. Give me that. And the FBI said, nah, I don't think I will. The IRS, same thing. Same thing. DOJ, same thing. The problem is, I believe they want to, but how are you ever going to get in physical possession of the things when the people who have it, they're all communists who don't want you to have it? So that is concerning. There's a second reason, though, that I worry we won't know and these things won't come out. The idea of mutually assured destruction. How many Republicans are dirty? There are many, right? We know that. They're politicians. There are lots of dirty ones out there. People doing shady things. Not doesn't even have to be overtly illegal. Just slightly shady, kind of gross things. Let's say you're a U.S. senator, Republican U.S. senator. What if your daughter has a job she's really not qualified for, really overpaid, and she has that job she's not qualified for, and it happens to be with a company that you have designated some grant money for? Now, that's the kind of thing that makes a man look bad, right? And this is the kind of thing that has kept people from exposing DC corruption for a very, very, very long time. once you get some dirt on you, it's very, very difficult to then expose anyone else's dirt. If you ever read any books or watch any documentaries or stuff like that about organized crime in various areas, wherever that organized crime takes place, from Italy to Russia to Mexico to here to anywhere. And when they talk about judges or cops, or believe it or not, this happens to our Border Patrol agents and things like that, they only need to dirty you up once and then they've got you. Then you can never really step too far out of line, or they'll say, can't do that. One of my buddies used to be on Border Patrol, so I know a bunch of those guys on Border Patrol. And this, well, I'm not going to tell you where it took place. It took place along the southern border, but this is just one of the stories. He had one of his guys busted hard. I think he's still in federal prison. But what happened? How did he get busted? Well, there are some pretty remote posts out there where you don't necessarily have a bunch of Border Patrol guys. The cartels enticed this gentleman with some young ladies they brought up to the border. And all it took was once. And now you've got all the evidence you need. And now he's a phone call away. Hey, remember that thing you did? Would be a shame if that came out, wouldn't it? Anyway, we're going to be coming through at midnight tonight with 1,000 pounds of fentanyl. Kindly look the other way. What's he going to do? That's how it works. That's a big reason why legitimate DC corruption does not get exposed as often as it should. Because lots of these people are dirty. Not all of them. I really mean that. They're not all dirty. There are some genuinely good people there. But I would worry, especially powerful GOPers. Remember, the higher you climb that ladder rung of leadership, the more chances there are for you to get kind of slimy. This deal's a little dirty. This deal's bad. This deal's... And look, you want great evidence of this? Remember the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill they passed just recently? In case you forgot, we had the midterm election. It was in November, obviously. And then in between the election and the swearing in of the new Congress, where the GOP would control the House, you have what's really considered a lame duck Congress. Meaning at that exact moment, Democrats still control the House and Senate, but not the end of the world. You don't do much during that session. You wait until the new House is sworn in, because now the people spoke and now there's a new party in charge of the House. You have to wait till January to get that swearing in. But instead of waiting, they got worried that the new House might cut back on some spending. And so instead, the Republicans, I think there were 15 of them, I don't remember, there were a bunch of them, the Republicans in the Senate joined with the Democrats in the Senate and passed this gigantic $1.7 trillion omnibus bill with more pork and handouts and ridiculous things in it than you can possibly imagine. I'm still mad about it. Everyone else has already forgotten about it. It still steams me. It was such a middle finger to you, to America. Oh, wow. You voted to take back the House? Let's get this thing through before they can get sworn in, guys. It was such a despicable thing to do. Well, how much dirt is in all the people who voted for that? All those Republicans, just like the Democrats who went out and voted for that. Why did they do that? What did they get out of it? Gigantic gobs of money handed out to this special interest group and that special interest group and that special interest group. And why do you do those things? Oh, my wife is looking for a job. She's bored at home. Oh, you're going to put her on the corporate board? What's that pay? Oh, $500,000 a year. That's very nice. What does she have to do? Oh, there's two meetings a year, and they're in Aspen and San Diego. Private planes, first class travel all the way. Oh, okay, that sounds good. Anyway, as a U.S. senator, here's some grant money for your industry. That's how it works. So when it comes down to someone like Biden, who very clearly is dirty, he's very dirty, when it comes to someone like Biden, you want the GOP, I want the GOP to expose what he's done. I want it in black and white. I want the documentation. If you can manage it, manage to wrestle it out of the hands of the FBI. But how many of those people who can expose it, how many of them have dirt on them that comes out if they choose to take this game a little too far? Because remember, they all love going on television and going on these rants. Ah, these guys are evil and those guys are evil. They love doing these hearings in Congress. They send out fundraising emails. Hey, look at me beating up the FBI. Woohoo! And then when the doors close and the cameras get turned off, they have steak dinners together and make fun of you and I. That's just the bottom line. So that's the two reasons why I doubt we will get hard evidence, but I most definitely hope I am wrong. Anyway, practice with your weapon this weekend. 10 minutes. Maybe even 10 minutes as a family. Or if you don't have family yet, or you don't want family, maybe you get some friends together. Mantis X, it's another one of these things we can do as a community, expanding our community, a healthy thing. It attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home without firing a shot. No range fees, no $500 in ammo. You, your weapon, getting put through drills, getting feedback. It will get you really, really, really good, man. The Green Berets use it for a reason. The Marines use it for a reason. It's professional grade, what the pros use. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today. MantisX.com. Do not hope you're ready if, God forbid, you have to use your weapon. Make sure you're ready. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let us continue rolling along. Dear Hummus Hater, with the large migration of freedom lovers moving from blue states to red states, is it possible that this demographic shift will eventually lead to a reallocation of electoral college votes, giving the red states more influence in national elections? His name is Josh, and the answer is yes. Yes, again, stripping power from blue hell, giving it to red states. Yes, this is why this is the way forward. It is the way forward. Oh, Oracle, are you a mind reader too, in addition to your many talents? I've been telling my husband our side needs to create a medallion such as the Sons of Liberty wore back in the Revolution so we know who our people are. And you came up with the pin. Close. I like it. Thank you for all you do. I can't wait to read your book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto, available for pre-order. I miss the music on the podcast. The vibe is not the same. I'm sorry. I know it sucks. I know that they took all the music out of the podcast. It sucks. I'm not sugarcoating it for you. It sucks. It's not my call. It's a decision that was made way above my head for a variety of reasons that I haven't even freaking asked about. I was just told it was a decision that was made from up on high. I'm sorry. But Lord willing, it'll be back one day. All right? But yes, the AC pin, it was a great idea by me, Chris. It really was a great idea by me. I was one of my better ideas. Now, in all seriousness, I believe in what we talk about every day. I believe in what we do. I believe in trying to save the country. While I do very much enjoy my job, I am in this for the cause. And I believe that we must be a community. I believe in beginning an anti-communist coalition that will not only expand, but when we're together, we're safer. When we're together, we feel less down and less lonely about everything that's going on. We need to be a family, and not a family that you know, the Jesse Kelly Show Army or something lame like that. Not about me, not about the show. All of us anti-communists need to become a community, a family that support each other. I really believe that, and I know that sounds really cheesy and really Dr. Phil-ish, but I do believe it. I believe in it all the way, and I'm going to try to do whatever I can until they kick me out of here to try to make that happen. All right? Dear Almighty Kreskin. Chris, what's Kreskin? K-R-E-S K-I-N, Kreskin. Look what that, look up what that means. Nevada took a couple steps towards fighting the commies. First, we elected a Republican governor, and then yesterday vetoed three gun grab bills. However, one of the bills was taking away your guns if you were a domestic violence offender. I'm torn on this one. I believe in the Second Amendment, but how many times in other states has a spouse been killed by this scenario? What say you? His name is Robert. I struggle with this a lot because, remember, I don't think we've gone near far enough expanding gun rights. It's not the gist that you should have bump stocks. You should have fully automatic weapons. That should be legal. And I know, by the way, that you can get permits and things. I'm not talking with a permit. You should be able to walk down to the gun store and get yourself an MP5 if you want one. You should be able to have... Look, I understand I'm an extremist when it comes to this, and that's fine. You should be able to have RPGs. You should. You should be able to have C4. You should be able to have a machine gun nest on your house if you want. Why? Because the government is evil and murderous, and they have those things. And the Founding Fathers put in the Second Amendment so you could be as armed as they were in case you had to fight them one day. That's what it's about. It's not about self-protection or hunting deer. It's about the Second Amendment is about you fighting the government one day. I hope you never have to do that, but that's what it's about. That said, the rights of felons is one of those things. I'm not this way about much, but I am this way about some things. Where do you give on that? Where do you not give? Because I'll tell you, I know this is not popular on the right, I have a heart for people in prison. I always have. Many of these stories are very sad when you look at people's backgrounds and the way they were raised. I mean, I had two loving parents. I have an older sister that loves me. I had a good family. I was taught values. Lots of times these guys were denied that. I'm not talking about people who hurt kids or women. I'm just people who are in prison. I believe in redemption, and I believe in second chances, and I believe that we all have screw-ups in life. Some of us screw up more than others. So I have a real heart for people in prison, and I have traditionally believed that you should have things like your voting rights returned to you once you have completed your prison time, once you have paid your debt to society. I have always believed that. Now, I know that's not very popular, but that's what I believe. When it comes to guns, I believe that the same thing as well. However, if you have a proven history of abusing your woman, and I don't know how I feel about that. That is one of those things that I'm really, really passionate about. It just sickens me and saddens me that there are women in this society who are not only not treasured and not protected, but who are abused by their boyfriends or their husbands. I hate that. That's one of those things that makes me want to hurt somebody. I really can't stand that. I don't know. That's a really good question. That's a good. Do I think they should be able to have their gun rights back? Because I normally feel like they should. But there are probably crimes that you've committed where you shouldn't have certain rights returned to you because you've proven you can't handle them well. And even that, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I don't know. You know what I feel? I feel like you need an emergency 3-month food kit. That's what I feel. I feel like the bubble's going to pop and we're going to have a freaking Great Depression in this country. And there is a chance things are going to get bad. I hope they never do. I hope 25 years from now, when your My Patriot Supply emergency 3-month food kit goes bad, I hope you email the show, if I haven't been kicked off the show or killed by then, I hope you email the show and say, Jesse, this was a waste of money. I never used it. That would be music to my ears. But how confident are you that you won't need an emergency food kit for the next 25 years? Everyone in your home needs one. Buy it. Stash it. Please do not post about it on social media. Don't brag to your friends about it. Keep your mouth shut about it. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. They're giving out $200 worth of free survival gear right now with it. But go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get a 3-month food kit for everyone who lives in your home. We are one Chinese EMP away from going hungry. MyPatriotSupply.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I almost forgot there's an invasion at the southern border, but Dome is all over
it. I hear that everything in the last couple of days is going rather smoothly, given what the concerns were.
Yeah, choo-choo, very smooth. Smooth sailing as the country fills up with illegals. Jesse, I've emailed you before about my daughter's communist history teacher. You advised I say nothing. My daughter had an A+. Now she's down to a C. I'm really okay with this because it shows she's not listening. Keeps her off the honor roll, but I'm okay with it. Thoughts? Well, who cares about the honor roll? Now, let me clarify. We are hard on our kids about their grades. We demand our kids keep their grades up. At the same time, and they've both been honor roll students for a couple years. At the same time, when my son, if one of my sons blows a math test or something like that, man, why do I give a crap? I want him to study. I want him to work hard. But if there's some subject he doesn't get or what, for the, whatever the case may be, am I going to just trash him and ruin him for a stupid math test? Do I care about his eighth grade? I mean, I want him to get good grades, but do I care about his eighth grade transcripts that much? If your daughter has some commie teacher and she's not paying attention in class and her grade sucks, I'd say fine, good. Take her out for ice cream. Oracle, it seems like they're trying to get rid of Justice Thomas. Well, yeah, look, we've talked about this before on the show, and it's the truth. These people have almost everything now when it comes to power. They have almost everything. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture you want to climb Mount Everest. I don't know why people want to do that. That's very impressive, but people do it and it's very scary, but they do it anyway. Picture you want to climb Mount Everest, right? And you start training to climb Mount Everest. I would imagine that training takes quite a bit of time, and you're training for a year, you're training for 2 years, you're conditioning your body and your lungs, and you're getting your gear ready to go. Imagine 2 years of training to climb Mount Everest, all right? And then you begin the climb. And actually, I've read books before about the climb, and it's just horrible. And there's two places people die when they climb Mount Everest. There's more than two, but the two main places, one of them is not even near the summit. It sounds like some ice sculpture hellscape place. It really does. It looks like something out of a novel. It sounds horrible. That's a place people die. And then the second place people die is near the summit. Anyway, but picture this. You've trained for 2 years. You get through the ice sculpture hell place. And then you begin to climb and climb and climb. And it's cold and it's a struggle and it's been all this hard work and you finally are nearing the summit. You're almost to the summit. You are 5 feet away from the summit. You can almost reach out and touch it. And then some horrible, dangerous snowstorm comes in, blinds you. You can no longer get to the summit. And you're running out of oxygen. Remember, at that point in time, when you get up to that level, I think it's 26,000 feet. I forget what they called it. It's like the dead zone or dead man's zone. What is it, Chris? The death zone. That's it. The death zone. Your body, the human body is not made to exist in conditions like that. The second you cross a certain point when you're heading up and head towards the summit, your body starts to die. It does. And if you don't get out of that death, you can't stay there is what I'm saying. You are on a time limit. You're 5 feet away from the summit. This terrible storm blows in, and you know you have to turn around. That is what the communists are currently going through right now in the country with the Supreme Court. They have spent decades. This wasn't overnight. It didn't happen just with Joe Biden or with Obama. Now, they've accelerated things. For decades, the communists have spent time infiltrating, infecting, and ruining every single institution in this country. They now own everything from freaking NASCAR to most of the federal court system, the DOJ, FBI, CIA. They own Hollywood. They have it all. Think about this. If you're a communist, you look out and you own everything. Your message, if you're an American communist, a cultural Marxist, your message is everywhere. There's only one thing, power-wise, holding you back from doing gigantic things you want to do, mainly gun confiscation. That's what they really want. They have it all. They're ready to come for you. The FBI is more than willing to oblige, but you have way too many freaking guns. The American civilians have more firearms and ammunition than the entire United States military, every branch, and every police department in this country combined by orders of magnitude. You have tons of guns and tons of ammunition, and it drives these communists crazy. They need to get those guns out of your hands so they can hurt you the way they've wanted to hurt you for the longest time. And that freaking Supreme Court is the one that keeps holding them back. By the grace of God, Trump won instead of Hillary. We have the court we want. I know there's a bunch of weenie losers on there, but for the most part, we have the court we want, and they're stopping anything truly out of control the Dems would pass. There's no one else who's going to stop it. No one else can stop it. And they have the law enforcement, federal law enforcement, ATF, FBI, ready to enforce whatever it is, ready to come knocking on your door. And that Supreme Court is there. They're right at the summit. They can almost touch it. And that Supreme Court is denied. It is denied to them. They are not going to just let that go. They're not going to be okay with it. What steps are they going to take? Honestly, if we're being frank, it's just you and me talking, I'm a little bit worried about what steps they would take. I don't know. I think the list would be pretty short if you went down a list of what things the communists wouldn't do for power. We've already had one try to kill Kavanaugh. Now, I'm not saying anyone's going to try to kill any of the others. I certainly hope they're not. But if I told you someone was going to try to kill one, would you say, no way, that's unbelievable? They just freaking tried. They're protesting in front of their houses every day. Of course they're smearing Clarence Thomas. They're not going to get 5 feet away from the summit of Mount Everest and just give up, take their ball and go home, call it a day. They're going to do something. They would never get that close to ultimate power and walk away from it. What's that mean? I don't know. I hope it means nothing. That's what I really hope. I hope it means absolutely nothing. But I doubt that. They'll do something. Most likely, they'll continue this public smear campaign everywhere they go to simply try to get these people to quit, to retire. Remember, this is something easy to forget. When we think about things like the Supreme Court, I've never met a Supreme Court justice. You probably haven't either. I've never met one. So what does that mean? These people are people that exist on TV for us, or they exist in print. It's just a picture on the internet you saw. But these are flesh and blood people. These are human beings, flesh and blood people. Eventually, people get tired of getting screamed at. They get tired of their children being harassed. The communists aren't above going after the kids, husbands, wives getting harassed. Human beings wear down over time. Something to worry about. All right, we have one segment left. We have emails I didn't get to. It's going to be fun. We have to deal with your testosterone levels first, and then we'll get to that. We have to deal with you not taking your natural herbal supplements like you should. Natural herbal supplements. I think I speak for everyone when I say we've had just about enough big pharma in our lives. We need to start going with natural herbal supplements. Chalk, C-H-O-Q, they have everyone you need. The highest quality there is. Not only that, they're hardcore anti-communists. If you would like, you could start taking a male vitality stack, fellas. That's a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. If you're tired of needing that afternoon cup of coffee, if you'd like to just feel better, energy, ready to go, female vitality stack. But it's all at choq.com. Promo code Jesse is how you get 35% off subscriptions. Get a subscription so you don't pay full price like a sucker. If it doesn't work, just cancel it. It works. Trust me. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Emails I didn't get to. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to emails I didn't get to here in a few. I still can't. I played this yesterday, man. I still, the FBI, the DOJ, the National Security Apparatus, declared war on Donald Trump's candidacy unjustly and then violated his rights and the rights of people who worked for him, lying to the FISA court, knowingly lying to the FISA court to get a FISA warrant to tap phones, read emails. Those are crimes committed against Trump. Crimes committed against Trump's people. And after all that, the Durham report comes out and Lindsey Graham says what they need is an apology.
I'm hoping that somebody at the FBI will call up the people involved and say, I wasn't responsible for it, but I'm sorry it happened to you. This is not the FBI we want. I'd like Garland to call people up and say, this is not the DOJ we want. We're sorry.
Remember what we were talking about earlier? How the GOP will fail to do things that are concrete, things that will really expose the corruption for fear that their own corruption will be exposed. I wonder what kind of file those people have on Lindsey Graham. I bet you it's a thick one. That's probably why instead of calling for arrests, which a normal country would call for if its law enforcement officers behaved this way, Lindsey Graham thinks they should just call and say sorry. Whoopsie, I did a boo-boo. Sorry for violating your rights. My bad. Tripped and fell. Violated your civil rights. All right. Before I go to emails I didn't get to, I want to talk to you about something serious. Your retirement. No, I'm not selling you insurance or something like that. I'm telling you this year, if not early next year, but I think it'll be this year. In fact, I think we're a couple months away from it. This year, it's going to get rocky. If you have a 401k, if you have an IRA, get some precious metals in it, please. Precious metals are those things that I'm not telling you to get it because it's shiny and nice. I'm telling you to get it because the history of the world says it holds its value. And as they trash our dollar, we need that. Oxford Gold will help you do this. It sounds complicated, doesn't it? How do I get gold and silver in there? I'm not sure what to do. It's actually very, very easy. You just call Oxford and let them do it. You make a phone call. Can you make a phone call? 833-995-GOLD. Tell them I told you to call. They'll take care of you. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group. Get some gold and silver coins in your hands, too. They'll mail you some. Oxford Gold. Gold you can hold.
And now...
here's a headline.
By gold, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
While making the world-famous Jesse Kelly burger, I thought about Bud Light and what would happen if the Tabasco company started endorsing their products by plastering Dylan Mulvaney's face all over the bottles of Tabasco sauce. What happens to the future of the Jesse Kelly burger? Is there another product you'd endorse? Let's hope this never happens. His name is Scott. Well, Cholula is a good hot sauce. Cholula makes a Chipotle hot sauce. I won't say it's Chipotle Tabasco. It's really good, though. It's really, really good. We put it on pizza all the time here in the studio, and it's really good. You dribble a little hot sauce on a pizza, that's living, boy. Dear amazingly handsome Jesse Kelly, I'm currently vacationing in the Smokies of Tennessee. Oh, I love the Smoky Mountains. Sitting on a porch with a cup of coffee and peanut butter fudge, drowning out the sounds of nature with your sweet, savory voice. What, Chris? Anyways, what do you say about kicking the FBI out of red states? I've been saying for a while. My question is, do you think my likely governor of 2024, Mark Robinson, has what it takes to do just that? Well, Mark Robinson, Lord willing, is going to be the next governor of North Carolina. I am a Mark Robinson fan. As much as I can like politicians, that's how much I like Mark Robinson. I just have been. I think I think we're probably asking more than the GOP will be willing to do when we say they need to start kicking the FBI out. This is going to be a source. You need to prep yourself for this. All right. You are going to be ahead of the GOP with what needs to be done by 10 years at least on virtually every issue. There are things that you know as an anti-communist need to be done and need to be done, frankly, right now. And the GOP will hem and haw and hand-wring over it. And then, you know, 10, 20 years from now, right about the time it's too late, they'll finally come around to your position on the issue. This has been probably something you're very familiar with. Don't think that's going to change soon. Now, that said, they are improving. They're getting better. They're better than they were, which it wouldn't, it'd be difficult to be worse than they were. Dear Shadow, much like you, I have a special set of skills. I'm basically a ninja whenever I leave a party or event. While this skill was integral in my youth, I'm now married with kids. Unfortunately, my wife has no idea how to leave an event. She can't say bye. I swear if you gave her a sleeping bag, she'd camp out at every event we go to. How do I get her to leave parties in a timely manner? Listen, thank you. His name is Jared. Okay, Jared. Well, I'm glad you asked me because my wife has this same thing. She can't say goodbye. If there's a party with 20 people there, she has to go and say hi to everyone. And, oh my gosh, Teresa, it was so good seeing you. I love you. And the hugs and the kisses. And yes, we should get together soon. I've watched it take a half hour getting her out the door, trying to get out the door. I, on the other hand, as you know, I am rude. I have no shame. And I will therefore do things in social settings that are not considered appropriate. I, Irish goodbye people. I was at an event a few weeks ago. We had to show up at this big party after the event. And it was for a dinner, a big dinner. And I would say there's probably 30, 40 of us at this dinner. And I walked into this event and I saw they were eating outside, which is garbage. It was something like 85 degrees out with 100% humidity. And they were going to put us all at tables outside. I didn't say bye to anybody. I just turned around, walked right back out the front door, and took off. No one even knew I was gone for about a half hour. You'll just look around and all Irish goodbye. I'm just going to leave. I'll leave. I don't. That's why the Irish goodbye is considered polite in Ireland. So you don't have to have people fawning all over you and taking forever. Just leave. Now, the wife doesn't do this. She cannot bring herself to do this. She's too nice of a person. She can't do it. As far as solutions go, well, I don't know. I don't have a better way to put this, so I'm just going to put it to you this way. It generally goes about 50-50 in my house. I will either get up and say, we are going, and she will always complain and say, I have to go. Or no, I have to say goodbye to everyone. And I say, we do not have time. We are leaving. We are going. And then what that does is it makes her quickly run around and just give everyone a hug. I'm sorry about Jesse. He does this all the time. Sorry about Jesse. That's generally how that goes. And then we go. So you can't stop her from saying goodbye to everybody, but you can speed up the process. And then I'll just start walking towards the car because I'm not saying bye to anybody. And so then she's really got to hurry to catch up. Is it the best thing in the world? No, but it is efficient. Keep your chin up. Put your phone down this weekend. We'll be back Monday to have fun. All right. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.